30% this year.
Oh, Barron shouts it down on Kirilenko's head.
What's up, podcast listeners? It's your boy, Barron Davis, the newest investor in Blue Wire, ready to roll with you guys. Enjoy this podcast episode and so much more coming. Let's go, baby.
Welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and with me today is producer and co-founder, Mr. Giancarlo.
Animal Crossing is the best game ever made.
Not as good as Fire Emblem. Also with me today is our professional screw-up, Alex Toledo.
Mm-hmm. What's going on?
We here, we out here. We also have our Saucy Nuggets insider, Mr. Lefty Leif.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Long time no see. And also our Heat Twitter president, Alf.
Black power.
Alf's on double duty today. Alf's on a lot of podcasts in the last 48 hours.
So he's a lot of podcasts.
Alf's done more appearances than Wich and Rask in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, he's like Stephen A. Smith.
The last 72 hours since Sunday night has been a lot.
You haven't slept in 3 days, I heard?
No, I'm more exhausted than Dos Minutos.
That's heat culture.
That's heat culture, man.
He's just keeping us in rooms with microphones tied to our face.
Bro, you're in the torture chamber. All you have to talk is a schedule and any little NBA news that comes out. Oh, update.
Let's go.
Yo, you know how silly it is to even say heat culture out loud right now? It seems like such a ridiculous toy department of human affairs thing to even discuss.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. And we talked kind of a lot in our group chat. It's like, it feels weird to even like talk about basketball or even have a fucking season right now. There's so many more important things. Which I would like to direct. So there's a lot of like charities and stuff going around to donate to bail funds and everything. I wanted to direct everyone to a local one, Fempower. You can follow them at Fempower on Twitter and Instagram, Fempowermia. They're a local organization. They work to organize the protests and they have bail funds. So if you would like to donate locally, please check them out. I know you should also look at some for New York City and DC.
That's on their Cash App and Venmo too, by the way.
Yeah, those are their Cash App and Venmo. So we're going to be donating, and if we're going to try to figure out something we could do to give back to listeners, if you could show us that you donated. So donate, show us, we'll figure something out. We really, this community means a lot, and we need justice for everything that's happening. Right, like, this is fucking bullshit. We're all pissed. Alf's going on every platform yelling. I'm yelling on Twitter that we have to defund the police and end all of this bullshit. Alex going to protest. COVID's my boss, so I can't go. So we need to do more as a community. So please donate. Do whatever you can. And we're going to try to talk a little basketball, hopefully to figure out what the hell's going on with this NBA season. So apparently we're having a season in July, which – I guess we could get
fucking
it.
August, July 31st. It's August.
Yeah, it's still August. July. We can get into the efficacy of that later. So as the Heat currently stand, they're going to play 8 more games or 7 more games, right? No, it's actually 8. 7 because they have one less.
I think every team gets 8. That's what I saw.
Every team gets 8. Yeah. Okay. So we play 8 more games. And I guess the Heat aren't really affected by this, but the bottom seeds, so 8 and 9, if the 9 seed gets within 4 games, 8 and 9 has a play-in series. For some reason, Washington is allowed to play in the 22 teams that are returning. I don't understand why we need Bradley Beal that bad, but here we are. And on the West, they're going all the way down to Phoenix, allowing them in, which also doesn't make sense. Like, who is clamoring for Devin Booker?
Okay, so I think my theory here is the reason that they – because I was all for the 20-team scenario. I did not want to see Phoenix and Washington play basketball again. But now here we are, and I think the only reason those teams are even included, besides whatever crying they may have done behind the scenes saying that we deserve a shot, I think the main thing going on here is, you know, the whole Pelicans thing. I think that it's funny that they chose 4 games. You know, how they came out with the rules today where, like, they, in order to make it to the play-in tournament, Well, they kind of organized it by conference, so that's how they included Washington in. But in order to get to the ninth seed and in the play-in tournament, you have to be within four games behind the eighth seed. And it's funny because the Pelicans, as well as two other teams in the West, are 3.5 games behind the Grizzlies. So I think it's got a lot to do with that.
And the way I saw it is, like, they're going to have it where it's like a double elimination tournament. Whoever's the number eight seed has to lose twice to the ninth seed.
Yep, so they're essentially starting 1-0. It's not exactly – that's not what they're labeling it, but that's essentially what it is, right? Like, you have to not only – you have to win way more games than the eighth seed if you're one of those teams going for the playoff seed. And on top of that, you start basically down 0-1. You have two game sevens to play against the eighth seed. Only to then, if you actually do this and accomplish this amazing feat, go and play the Lakers or the Bucks.
Why is this so complicated?
You have to have some type of incentive.
Games. I mean, what else are we going to put on TV that's going to matter in the regular season?
They got to reward the teams that were already ahead, I guess.
It just seems needlessly complicated to give the Spurs the...
It's going
to
be the Pelicans, guys. Just get it over with.
Well, I don't know. Isn't Justice playing?
Probably Justice's name.
For Memphis?
He's going to play.
Huh?
If he plays, yeah. He's going to get hurt within a game.
He's going to play the first game back.
Oh, come on, Brian. Brian,
that was some hater shit right there. What happened?
Damn, dog.
Brian, were you turning on Justice?
This is very Anakin Obi-Wan energy over here.
Nah, that's against the brand.
KZ Alcala is going to be a better version of Justice once all.
Wow. Brian is breaking rank.
I'll buy some of that. But, yo, hopefully when they reshuffle the end of the schedule, because, like, we can't play Boston again at the very back end of the schedule because Boston will have already played 8 games. Hopefully we get Washington. That's what we got to hope for, because then we get a victory there at the end.
But I saw the schedule. I saw the schedule. The only playoff team after that second Celtics game is the Raptors, which is the last game of the season, because the game before that is Charlotte. So
I think Toronto will have also played 8. So I don't think that they can be viable either.
So why you said Washington? How come?
Just because they're the worst team out of the 22 that's being sent there. So we got to play one of them. You know,
oh, so you think they're going to get matched gaming? Together, essentially. Wizards, right? They're going to get
more
matched.
Wizards, more Suns. More Wizards, more Suns.
Yeah, that's what everybody is clamoring for, clearly.
That's what we need.
I mean, I'll take it, man. Booker and Beal, I guess. It's cool.
So the Heat have the fourth hardest schedule coming back. Somebody kind of charted this out. So they have the fourth hardest which kind of sucks because they kind of had a pancake schedule with a bunch of home games and a bunch of, like, even the good teams that they played, they had kicked their ass. Toronto and Milwaukee were undefeated against those teams. So it kind of sucks for them. I guess my main concern about them is Iguodala finally got his, like, sea legs, and all of a sudden he's not played basketball again. So he's played, like, what, basketball for a month in the last 2 years?
And I would suspect he's been chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's chilling. He's chilling.
He's
California.
Working out, man.
He's chilling. Jimmy was in San Diego, I read.
Jimmy, though. Holy shit. Jimmy looks good.
Yeah, he probably had a big-ass lot in San Diego. He's been playing ball.
No, like, if you look at it strategically, you would think Miami has an advantage because of the way that the program is from strength and conditioning. But I don't know. It's when you just think about an empty arena or, like, not having a home advantage in a playoff game, like, that shit is just, I still can't wrap my head around it. Like, basically the advantage of having that home crowd and all of the things that you're comfortable with are completely washed out. So it's bizarre to even conceptualize.
Yeah. Alf, we were talking about this last show. Like, do the Heat, so the Heat were really, really, really good at home, and they were really, 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 really bad on the road. Like, does a neutral site help or hurt them?
I mean, it could go either way.
Excellent analysis.
But you honestly, sound like
Keith Smith.
I know. I mean, but my thing is, who knows? Like, it's like we're talking about this stuff, but, like, who the hell knows? The only thing that's good for the Heat is that it's basically a home. They're playing at home. They're driving up 2 hours and going to Orlando. So, but then you're not even talking about cross-country flights between games anyway. Everybody's at home. Everyone's sleeping in the same bed they slept in the night before. They're around their family, and they're taking a golf cart across the street to the wide world of sports. Like, I don't know if this thing is an advantage for anybody, really.
We're pundits, Alf.
Okay, you want my hot take?
I want a hot take.
the Heat are going to kill this shit because the humid Orlando air is very similar to the climate in South Florida.
Ah, there you go.
All right. Yeah. Like
so
that?
What are you already starting the LeBron cramp thing?
Ooh.
Yes, LeBron will cramp all the time.
So
wow, so this is like the NFL playoffs when you have to analyze which teams are better off in the winter.
Domes.
And in domes, yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
So a potential schedule for the Heat could look like so versus Milwaukee, Pacers, Oklahoma City, Denver, Phoenix, Celtics, Pacers, Celtics. It's quite the gauntlet. Not gonna
Jesus
lie.
Jesus Christ.
It's not very fun. I mean, I guess every team is only playing good teams, but I mean, fuck, man. You get the Bucks, the Celtics twice.
That's where the math is up, because like the Celtics can't be that last game because they will have already played eight. So that would be their ninth game to play that game.
So the Celtics can't do that. So then I think the next one would be Toronto?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then that's a little more favorable for Miami considering their history.
Hmm. Interesting that you say that. Shocking
for me to say that. Listen, I have questions of when they come back. You know, it's been a while. It's a long layoff.
Bam's nickname should be the Eraser because he is erased Pascal Siakam.
That is the
worst
nickname ever. That's
two straight
lame.
Games.
The Eraser?
He has erased Pascal Siakam. All
the
right?
Eraser? The Warden was so cool, and we've downgraded for the better player to the Eraser.
I mean, the other option is Bam VP.
How long did you think about that?
That was a good Schwarzenegger movie.
I like it.
The Eraser.
Got that rail gun in it. It's pretty damn cool.
Hey, yo, at least it ain't Heat Center 21. That's all I'll say.
Wow. Leif had to fill the quota.
Leif cannot have it. We're going through riots in the streets for racial justice. Leif has to get in the Hassan slander.
We're officially back.
We're back, yo. The season is in full swing. Yo, speaking of the Celtics, shout out to Jaylen Brown. Doing a lot of great stuff out in the streets, leading protests. That guy's awesome.
Malcolm
Brogdon too, dude. Steven Jackson, a lot of NBA players out there, like forefront, really leading their voices. Steven Jackson today ripping into Drew Brees. I didn't have Drew Brees getting canceled today. That was a delightful thing to wake up to.
Speaking of Steven Jackson, so, you know, him and Matt Barnes' podcast together is incredible. They get so much out of players, so many great stories and stuff that they wouldn't usually say is just regular media members. So check that out for sure.
They're great. You know, have you ever seen that tweet? It's like you shouldn't be the main character of Twitter. Like your goal for the day is to not be the main character of Twitter. And somehow Drew Brees was the main character for the first half of the day, and then the New York Times the second half of the day. And that
just
and
makes
that,
no
and
sense
that DJ
to me.
On 99 Jams, what's her name?
No, it's not a DJ, man. It's Trina.
The morning show. It's Trina, there you go.
The rapper, the former rapper.
We have a former rapper on 99 Jams?
Hold on, man. With quotation marks.
I know the name Trina. Okay. I don't know what Trina does.
But you know what I'm saying. Those musical artists. You don't know about Trina?
I
heard Leif. Where's Leif?
I've heard the name.
Of course, yo. It's like them old school trick songs and all that.
So Trina was – what did Trina do to get canceled? Why is Trina canceled?
Wait, you've heard the name? You claim to be so Miami and you don't know.
I mean, I've heard her on the radio. Bizarre. I didn't know. I don't know what she does. I've listened to Night Night Jeff since I've grown up. I don't know.
Those songs – her songs were playing on the radio when we were growing up. I remember it.
Yo, G, have you ever heard of Poison Clan?
I haven't.
JT Money?
No.
I never heard of that.
Poison Clan.
Have you, Alex?
No.
I was like, because you're my demographic. God. I was like, we're the same age.
Alf.
You guys
ever
heard
on here?
That's JT Money.
Okay.
Do we lose our Miami card?
No, yes. Carlo does.
What do you just mean? Why did Trina get canceled? Can you tell me?
So she was, she was just saying some bad stuff about protesters and kind of, you know, siding with the cops, called them animals, you know, got into that whole thing, focused on the, you know, the alleged looting and alleged rioting. And yeah.
Listen.
It was like two straight minutes of her just being completely defiant and just digging herself in deeper holes.
She got fired?
Her co-host was trying so hard to hold her back, man. Like, shout out to him. I don't remember who it was.
Are you
serious?
He was
like, no, don't do it.
Alex?
Don't do it.
Alex,
oh, you didn't hear about this?
You don't know who her co-host was?
No. I don't remember who the co-host was.
I was so disappointed in us.
I don't remember who the co-host was in the video right now.
It's Trick Daddy.
Because I know who the co-host is. When I heard it, I played it, and I wasn't watching the video. I swear, I wasn't watching the video.
It's his voice. Oh my god, I'm leaving the call.
That was bad. Oh, hold on, that was bad. Not only Alex, no, you did. That's bad, yo.
You made off mute.
You can't fuck Trick up. Legend.
Listen, you didn't know who Trina was.
Listen, I don't know. I'm no better.
Who's Pitbull?
Apparently a beast in the local underground scene, according to Alf.
A charter school executive.
In the early 90s.
Turned charter school executive.
Damn right.
So, I find it kind of ridiculous that the NBA proposal, the players aren't going to be in a bubble. They're allowed to go out to eat and stuff. With the Florida COVID numbers rising, this seems like an awful idea. Is it just that they just can't tell rich people to stay still? What's going on here?
You're not going to tell them what to do, man.
Yes, you do.
They're opening the whole country with all the numbers up. Like, that shit's just happening.
What if LeBron catches? Okay, what's the player on the Heat? Who's the best player on the Heat that could catch COVID that you'd still feel good about their chances?
I don't like this conversation, man.
Doug.
We move on? Is it dangerous?
You said that hurts their chances the most?
Yeah, like who is the best player that they could lose to COVID and it not be that big a deal?
Oh.
Myers Leonard.
Like, if Myers gets COVID, does that, like, significantly impact? Stop. You know, we should walk away.
What are we doing right now?
Alf is, like, shaking his head. Like, what are we doing? Okay, we're moving on.
Udonis. How about Udonis? Because
It just seems ridiculous that, like, they're going to let people go out into the streets and potentially, like, shut it. Like, dog, like, what if you, like, you get it? Like, what if a good player gets it and...
Listen, I think you're speaking from a biased angle because you haven't stepped outside of your house one time since March.
Since March 13th. I haven't gone grocery shopping since March 13th.
The guy hosting this pod is, by all functionality, just a crazy person.
I'm not. It's the people I live with. I live with at-risk people. They don't want me to leave. I can't. What am I going to do? Start picking fights?
I'm just speaking for your headspace. So I don't know. It seems a little biased.
Is it not as dangerous as I think out there?
I mean, I'm sure they'll be like, they're going to be over there wearing the mask and they're going to be in a restaurant. I'm sure they'll be away from other people. And somebody said it so succinctly earlier today on Twitter. I can't remember who it was. Don't think it was Trick Daddy.
They're not important.
I was waiting for that.
They're not important.
That said it succinctly. It's like once they decided to bring back the season, the health of the players and everybody involved is not the number one priority anymore.
It's not.
It's just not. Like, it's. And it shifted to number two, and that's essentially what it's going to be. And that's why it limited to just basically restaurants and stuff because eating is essential, and they don't want to eat days in breakfast every single day. And the Nickelodeon Hotel is not that great.
Giannis is not staying at the days in.
No, because that's how they're going to reward them. They're going to get hotel choice. You didn't see these suggestions?
No, yeah, I wanted to get to that. I wanted to get to that in a second.
I have a lot of background in Disney hotels. I actually stayed at the Coronado Springs myself twice.
Maybe Brian can help the Heat, yeah.
You need to rank the hotels and why.
That was actually one of the hotels I had listed on if you guys were looking for hotels to stay at Disney for my wedding, that was one of the hotels I had on there.
So is the hotel choice thing going to make a difference? Like if a team gets a hotel choice.
Well, the only hotel I've seen was an option was Coronado Springs. And the reason why is because it's pretty much the biggest hotel space that can fit all those teams.
I think they should give the Wizards a day.
They're basically what I read. I mean, I was listening to a podcast that, what's it called? Kat Zanita's on the Chase Down, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had Keith Smith on the show who, obviously, we all know he's a
Justin
person.
Justin Rohan and Carter Shade on the Chase. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
Here at Blue Wire. What a company, man.
I'm sorry. I can't remember the name of the podcast because I also was thinking the Fear of the Sword for a second.
No, even worse than that is the fact that we had Keith Smith on and you referred to Chase Down before you referred to us. But I guess
you had Keith Smith on?
Yes.
On Five of the Floor?
Yes.
Look at this team petty shit going on.
I swear
now.
To God, I didn't know. I know that Ethan had Sam Amick on this morning.
I didn't know that either.
See, there we go. I didn't know that you guys. Yo, Ethan puts like five pods. Ethan put three pods out today. I can't keep track.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Machine.
That was like 2 weeks ago, but yeah. Right away.
There is no shortage of action going on at exclusive partner Bet Online. NASCAR is back, and Bet Online has hundreds of other games, events, and sports to get in on. You can still bet on simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC events 24/7, or you can participate in a $10,000 Madden Bracket Challenge, a March Madness-style NFL simulation tournament that you can enter for free. And coming up next Saturday, Bet Online has ex-Chicago Bull Horace Grant, Bill Cartwell, and Craig Hodges joining them to discuss the Michael Jordan documentary on what they're calling After the Dance. Visit betonline.ag and use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus and check out all the action. Bet Online, your online wagering solution.
Yo, so I really think the Wizards should stay at the Days Inn. I think we should punish the Wizards.
No, staying at the Days Inn. Everyone's staying at Coronado Springs.
I think.
Are you sure?
I think they should punish. Hotel at Disney World that has a big ass convention space that they're probably gonna do practices in.
Yeah, but why did they list like hotels preference like being an advantage?
So hold on. So people that don't know, ESPN, David McMenamin put out on ESPN that. These are potential alternatives, quote unquote, to home field advantage. Number one, the higher seed team gets to start the second, third, and fourth quarters with possession. So two, the higher seeded team.
I hope they don't do that.
The higher seeded team designates one player to be allowed 7 fouls before fouling out. That's my favorite one.
That's so whack.
If they give that, man, UD is going to go crazy. UD is going to be a rotation player again.
Number three, higher seeded team receives one extra coach's challenge. That was actually pretty good. Number four, higher seeded team transports actual hardwood home court to Orlando. That was like, what the
that's
fuck?
That's dumb as fuck.
Bro, oh, come on.
That vice court, that's an advantage.
No, that's dumb as fuck.
Brian, I will fight you, Brian.
No, but you know how many people you would need to transport that stuff and you're putting people at risk?
Yeah, like, you're creating jobs. Creating jobs, right?
And the last bullet point.
Just keep this fucking, just put a sticker on the center court and get over.
Number five, higher seeded team gets hotel choice priority, which leads me to the Wizards having the Days Inn.
No one's staying at the Days Inn. Everyone's staying at the same hotel because
I'm telling you that I think
Disney hotel to the whole NBA team. No one else is staying in the hotel along with the NBA players.
Wow. So Disney's just going to have conflict of interest all over the place. So they're only going to allow ESPN in as media and they're only going to allow them to. Eat and sleep and do everything in the Disney properties.
Look, I want to go just as bad.
You
got to
dive into this. What's going on?
You know that Joel Embiid is going to be chilling with Bam and Jimmy like throughout the entire playoffs.
I did not think of
playing cards
angle.
In the room and shit.
No. This is the Giannis. They got to play. They got to play the Giannis card. If Giannis is struggling in a playoff series, you know you got to have Bam in his ear saying, "Hey, dude, man, this Chris Middleton guy, not cutting it. You saw that he was 2 for 12. You're going to let that happen?" I'll tell you, this is perfect. You know Jimmy's going
to... You'll be talking about Eric Bledsoe. You're going to let Eric Bledsoe do this to you again and again and again.
Oh, man, they committed. How many years was it again? That's a lot of money for Eric Bledsoe.
Eric Bledsoe is the epitome of banging your head on the wall over and over and again.
You see how good Malcolm Brogdon looks over there on Indiana? Could have had him.
Do you remember when Isaiah Thomas, Goran, and Eric Bledsoe were on the same team and everybody was trashing Goran? Somehow Goran has received the least amount of slander recently. Goran's come out on top of those 3-point guards.
So I'm just seeing now a tweet that's saying somebody pretty much did the math for the schedules. And you know how we were talking about how the Heat are basically a game short and we don't know what their last game would be. There's four teams like that, including the Heat. It's Orlando, the Lakers, and the Blazers. And the Lakers and the Blazers are both two games short, actually.
Yeah.
Magic and Heat are both one game short. So, essentially, they would have to be matched with those teams, right? Would they not just do Heat and Magic play one game, Lakers and Blazers play each other twice? Would that be the simplest way to
That would make sense because they're also division opponents. So
exactly.
You could justify it that way.
Mm-hmm. I think that's an easy fix right there. It's just very
lucky. Do you want to play the Magic? I'd probably rather play the Bucks.
Nah.
Probably play the Lakers. Fuck that. We got
that. Give me that Magic game.
I don't know, man. Evan Fournier. I've never gotten over my Evan Fournier fear.
I don't want to play the Blazers, man. They're going to have Nurkic and Zach Collins back.
Fewer Hassan.
I don't want to play the Lakers.
That's always good.
Yeah, Blazers are going to be tough, man. Fewer Hassan minutes, like you said.
God. Hassan's Snapchat is going to be amazing.
Oh, Hassan's just going to be annoying every player on the campus.
He's going to be like a mascot. He's going to be hanging out with Goofy and Mickey and Donald. He's going to, like, miss games because he was riding Space Mountain.
I think that's one thing the players won't be allowed to be in is the actual theme parks.
Yeah.
But when are they opening back up?
Well, they're going to be opening up.
They open now?
Parks. No, they're not open. The only thing's open now is Disney Springs, and it's just like the retail space. The Disney ones, I think, just opened this past week. There's restaurants and stuff that I'm sure maybe some of the players might be able to go to. They have really good restaurants at Disney Springs. So I'm sure.
I think I read that Disney World is opening up again July 7th or something like that.
Yeah, July 7th. I think they're opening
Cinderella's
up
Castle
first, and they're opening up two parks.
Yeah.
The first phase, which is Magic Kingdom, the most popular in the Animal Kingdom.
And then, this is like, so ridiculous.
Within a few days later,
it's so stupid, Leif. It's ridiculous.
Like, just let me paint a picture right now to tell you how fucking ridiculous this is. Pardon my French. Like, imagine it's like game five of the finals and Anthony Davis and LeBron both go out with the virus. Like, what kind of finals is this going to be? Like, it's just such a ridiculous thing, the fact that this is even possible.
Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo.
Oh, my gosh.
Worth the price of admission.
Finals experience.
Don't worry. There's no admission going on.
They said this
where amazing happens.
What's the final date again? Is it October, what, 12 or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, we'll can't imagine a single player not getting sick until then.
That's what I'm saying. The draft and free agencies right after that. It's just this. Well, and then the next season starts again. It's just fucking crazy.
It's going to be Bledsoe versus Rondo one-on-one.
No shooting.
It was like four or five players, but after Rudy Gobert got sick, that we
2000s basketball.
COVID.
Dog, I'm sad that we can't be there to boo Rudy. Can like they pipe in sound of booing Rudy?
Well, I said they should have you should have your home DJ, your home announcer, and you should be able to play like crowd noise.
So I'm in on the crowd pumping idea. Alex, I think you're muted. Yeah, Alex is muted. Alex is talking into nothing.
I think you muted your actual mic.
Yeah, you actually muted. You muted yourself on Zoom as Alex yells.
How about now?
Yeah, you're fine. Alex was waving his arms like a psycho with what he felt was a great take. It happened again. He fell backwards.
There's a 5.5 magnitude earthquake in LA right now.
Jesus Christ. Really?
Or in California.
These are the end days, fellas.
Yeah.
And we're talking about basketball.
It's ridiculous. Like, I don't even... It's so weird of the league to just thunder through. Like, I think they should have waited or something. It just feels odd at just the peak of the.
Well, they didn't really make an announcement. Like, they haven't had like a press conference. I mean,
yeah, it was just like, why would you leak this stuff to like just wait?
Because you can't. I mean,
they were already going to vote on it.
Yeah, they
you can't keep things from Woj.
He knows everything.
The reporters, like the incentive is there for them to report on it, whether it's good timing for them or not, or whether the NBA wants it out or not. Like, they're gonna, once they get this info, you don't think Woj is reporting it?
It's just, I don't know, man.
It's still going on. The talks are still going on. So he's gonna get that info from whoever he gets it from and report it. But I was gonna say what I was muted for before was maybe that's another suggestion for an alternative for home court advantage where you can pump in crowd noise for the team that has a better record and the other team doesn't get that. So when the lower seeded team has to play with crowd noise on, as like an extra form of defense. That's a better suggestion than half of those.
Somebody on crowd noise, you have a designated crowd noise person. I liked Katie Nolan's suggestion where the road team has to like do laps around the Disney complex in the team bus. I like that.
I saw a suggestion where like maybe they'll like let fans use a hashtag and like whoever has the most hashtags during a game between the two teams gets more of like a applause or whatever in the stands.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh.
Is this really happening?
Let's really break this down. Like, they are trying to start a season, not just amidst a pandemic, but probably one of the most relevant political movements of our lifetime. Like, that's what the NBA is trying to do. They're trying to thunder forward with the season. In which its players are incredibly active in the activism of aforementioned political movement, that there's so much wrong happening in the streets. There's police brutality. There are people dying. I feel like every day there's a new thing about police officers killing a new person. And the league is thundering forward amidst all of this, which feels weird and frankly kind of wrong. And I don't really know the right answer. Like, I don't know. And again, like, we're talking about it, we're trying to make jokes, we're trying to laugh, we're trying to be light. And like, at the end of the day, it's like,
you think it'll really, anything will really change as far as the NBA's return? I think it's like, it's so far away. Like, July 31st is going to be a while from now. Like, I don't know if it actually affects anything, does it? You think this will be going on? I mean, honestly, you already know how I feel. Like, it would be great if the protests just kept going on for that long.
You and I are on June 3rd.
Exactly. That's what. But I'm not even talking about that part. I'm talking about, like, it's June 3rd. July 31st is almost 2 months away, essentially. Do we think it's still going to be the biggest topic?
Americans don't have that. Americans don't have that attention span.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
murder hornets and flying spitting lizards and
coronavirus and
other things. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be
an earthquake. We got over the coronavirus within 2 months, so.
There might be a hurricane hitting Orlando in the middle of the finals. Like, there's gonna
we haven't thought of that yet.
We haven't thought about that. In fact, I think the last 2 days, there's already been three named storms within the first 2 days of hurricane season, which is a record.
What could go wrong?
We're done.
When does hurricane season end?
A hurricane in the middle of the finals. I think that October. Would be perfect.
Actually, October, which would be like
that, right, the NBA kind of deserves that. It deserves to end that way.
Oh, this is great. That should be the name for like this whole like plan. Like, the return to this should be called hurricane season. Oh, that's so hard. It's literally hurricane season from July through October.
Peak. Could you imagine? Wait a second. Let's be serious.
There have been situations
where Brian has had to evacuate. What if there's a category storm going down the fucking spine of Florida?
Disney's actually one of the safest places to be.
Brian, they're not going to play games if they're not going to have power.
They're not going to play games.
Of course, they're not going to play games. They won't have to evacuate. I don't think they're going to be like shipping these players like overseas or something.
Why do you got to use that word, man?
Just what word? Who said what?
Shipping. Listen, man.
Don't cancel me.
Brian. Wow, Brian wants
fly. They can fly.
Brian wants a boat full of black men shipped from the south.
I did not say that.
Canceling Brian.
I'm so glad Alpha's on.
Brian's never allowed on a podcast again, am I?
Leif has his hands over his face.
You got any open positions at 5 and 4?
We're hiring a new producer at Miami.
Always. Please
email your resume. HeatBeatMiami.com.
It is a really valid thing to think about, though. And also, like, with all the protests, inevitably people are, you know, near each other more. So there could be a spike that way with the virus. So it's just like all these factors make it. Maybe they've like spaced it out to August so that they kind of get a little bit of a projection of what this is going to look like. Like, they put enough space in between now and then. But it's just, this whole shit is weird.
I mean, like, I guess my main thing is just, I guess there's no right way, but like it's the nitpickiness of the timing of the announcement. You know what I mean? It's just like, I guess, I don't know if the league has a choice or whatever. It just feels weird to, and we've said it a bunch, it feels weird to do the show today, right? It just, this in reality doesn't matter. It's at the end of the day, the only people that benefit are the league and their salary cap. That's all that this
and
is
and the
really
players.
For.
Because you know, none of this would be happening if it wasn't for the players being all in too.
The players want to play.
That's true.
Alex makes a good point. It feels weird. It feels small. It feels really small in the grand scheme of everything that's happening. When
you know what isn't small? $900 million. That's what this is about, right? Like that's
what I'm saying, though. That's what, like, at the end of the day, like, we're doing this shit. Like, they're doing this shit. They're going forward because this is a lot of money on the line.
Plus, part of like what I've seen Woj say on like the low post, like it seems like they need this to happen so they can continue to have the league functioning for next couple seasons. Because who knows how long this pandemic might last?
So hey guys, I'm out.
Some games in now. It just.
Yo, Alf, you want to plug LSO? Because you've been doing a lot of great stuff on there.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't know, I do another podcast called 5 on the Floor. I'm just joking.
Motherfucker.
I do another podcast. I do another podcast called Light Skin Opinions. It's on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. You can find Light Skin Opinions on everything, Spotify, Apple Music, Tinder, whatever. And we actually did a live show on YouTube, live stream on Sunday. It's up on YouTube. You can find it. And it's also in podcast form on our podcast stream. So check it out. It was a really candid conversation about what's going on. No holds barred. We weren't talking about sports. We were talking about basically the real shit that's going on. Three black men. So it's kind of like you got let into the room where a lot of people don't get let into all the time. So we were just there rapping, just like three regular dudes. And I think a lot of people got a lot out of it. So if you want to hear about all this shit from the black perspective, it's a good place to start.
So we'll link all that in the description. Alf, as always, my friend, you take care, rest, enjoy a crown and ginger.
I'm not drinking until Friday. So that's
Proud of you, dude.
Yeah.
That's why I'm cranky, probably. Oh, hell, if I had a crown, dude, I'd be on here all night. All right,
Charlie. Everyone, we'll see you in a bit, dog.
Later, man.
Peace.
I was Heat Twitter President. I'll follow him at Alf954 on Twitter. It was nice to get our old friend back on the show for a little bit, even though Ethan's been working.
Twitter oligarch. Around.
Twitter oligarch. He won an election. Don't you remember? There was a fucking election.
Yeah, but there was never a second election, though.
No, there wasn't. Ethan stopped doing radio, so that's it. Mike Wallace, George Sedano, and Ethan sanctioned the Heat
Lashes. You just gave me another topic to give Ethan links. Hold another election at some point later. Hold
another,
on in time.
Another election. Alf would hate that.
Alf's been wanting to find someone to replace him. What are you talking about?
That's true. Alf wants to give it up.
I mean, it's not an easy job, man.
Listen,
when was the last time you guys thought about Heat Twitter? Like, those two words came in your head? Because, like, even just talking about it now, I feel like I can't remember the last time I thought about Heat Twitter.
I haven't even been on Heat Twitter in, like, a week, and it's been refreshing.
I feel like we used to talk about it all the time.
It's true.
I mean, this, to be honest with you, like, my timeline is not basketball. I mean, today was a lot of slander to Drew Brees, which I enjoy. But the timeline's not been basketball. It's been protest videos. It's been information on how to donate. It's been things we can do. Yep. It's been a lot of things that are divorced from sports.
Lots of opinions.
Lots of takes. Lots of good takes. Lots of bad takes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. And again, like, we're in a weird place.
I would say bad.
Trying to, well, I meant just like trying to have a league, not in America. I mean, America, we've been in a bad place. And if you want to pretend that this is a new thing and like, no, this has been going on for a long time. And this is a lot of anger and unrest that has been gurgling for decades, for centuries, because of things that have not been gotten right and people that have not been treated fairly and black people that have been mistreated and killed and murdered by police and white supremacists. So
it's just the tip of the iceberg, essentially.
This is the tip of the iceberg, and with everything that's happened and with people being unemployed because of COVID and because of this government, because of so many things, this is all. So I don't think it's going away, Alex. People are upset. People are angry. People are justifiably angry.
And it's gotten to the point now where we don't have to get into it, but, like, you know, we've turned everything into a partisan political issue. Like, first it was public safety, where, like, whether or not we should reopen the economy and wear masks became a political thing. And now we've turned, you know, anti-racism and anti-police brutality into another partisan thing. And that's not a good sign, man. So I agree with you.
That's why, like, I don't, like, we say, like, July, like, in July, like, are we sure that this is going away in July? Because, like, I don't know. I mean, it's been what? We're going over a week now. It's, I don't see any signs of this slowing down.
I highly doubt we're gonna not hear about this more around election time too. So,
yeah.
I mean, as long as the players are in, it's gonna happen. But it basically is up to them, right?
No, I mean, it's gonna happen. Like, I think that ship has sailed. Like, there is going to be a finale to the NBA season. There's going to be a champion. I think the idea of it getting scrapped, I think something we haven't really talked about is, I think it kind of lets the league into an out into starting their league in December. It's kind of a built-in excuse where they can start on Christmas.
And then keep it that way.
And then
it's a great excuse.
It's a great excuse. And I'm sure that they've all wanted to do it. Somebody did bring up the point about just having summers off for people is important because of their kids in school. But I don't know if that'll outweigh it. That's probably mostly writers talking about that. But
everybody's kids have been home. My kids have been home.
A lot of places aren't even open up school.
Oh, so, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, but, like, I don't know. I don't think this is slowing down. I don't think this is slowing down, and especially when the trial for the people that murdered George Floyd, when that starts, you know, if there's not a verdict that is fair and just with where they get convicted, this could get worse for the people in power, as it should, by the way. So I think this league is probably more equipped to do this than other ones, but it just feels, at times it feels kind of grimy for money, but the players also want it. So then, you know, you have to weigh the players
Yeah, no, that's what I keep going back to, because like everything, my intuitive sense is to say it's completely ridiculous. It's not the right move, but ultimately nobody's being forced. You know what I mean? So like if the players are advocating for this to happen, and we all know LeBron is leading the charge on that deal, then I kind of got to just put faith in that them guys are making the best decisions for themselves, you know, and I'm a spectator at that point.
Did you guys know that there's 1,317 new cases reported today in Florida?
Yeah, it's the second highest day ever. Right?
Yes.
I think Christian like tweeted that shit this morning.
Orlando, I believe. I don't know, Brian, can you confirm this? Orlando is in Florida. I think this might be an issue.
Break, big if true.
However, Disney is not Orlando. It's kissing me.
True.
Big if true. Did you see the report about the Florida pneumonia numbers being fudged?
Oh, what's that about?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, there's significantly more pneumonia cases. So I'm trying to pull it up, but spelling pneumonia for me is very difficult.
P-N-E.
And I got you. I was like, is it P-H? P-N?
There's a silent P.
Okay, yeah. No, I got the P-H? P part.
Oh, my God.
Listen, no, we know how I spelled chemo. Okay.
Oh my God! Please no.
Yeah. There's significantly more. So we have in 2019, in 2018, there was 935 pneumonia deaths, and now in 2020 we have 4,000. So that's quite the increase.
It's just a coincidence.
Total coincidence. And this is in Texas and Georgia as well. They have some, and the Georgia numbers are like 400 in 2018 and 1500 now. It's like, it's crazy. So
Alex, is that a Jimmy Butler jersey?
Yeah, I've got three jerseys hanging on my chair right now. It's almost like my own personal rafters in my room, you know, just
Alex, are you not a credential member of the media?
I'm not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's right. There is no more credential members of the media.
Like I said multiple times before, I have already – we've been so far away, so far removed from the season that I convinced myself that I never really covered the Heat. And it was
it's just a dream.
I have some vivid dreams, dude. I'm pretty sure I never covered them. That's ridiculous.
Bo definitely yelled at your ass.
Oh, my God. No, that's not in my – that's in my nightmares.
So
– it's just like PTSD.
I wonder how we're going
to
do –
I have something to report. It's extremely there's a report here that says TikTok influencers are covering themselves in their own feces to support hashtag Blackout Tuesday.
I saw that.
What?
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
They're covering themselves in Hassan Whiteside?
I refuse to believe it.
Hey, this is Megan Rapinoe, and I'm Sue Bird. We've decided to turn our crazy IG live show into a podcast for your listening pleasure. Enjoy the show. A touch more.
New episodes of A Touch More drop Tuesday only on the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple, or anywhere else you listen to podcasts.